Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. Welcome to the show. The phones are open if you want to join us. You can bring up absolutely anything you want to discuss here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Joining you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
And
Matt.
Joa.
And Joa. Sorry, guys.
Joa.
Yeah, Joa's here. I forgot to tell you Joa's with us here tonight.
I was waiting for Bonnie to go.
No, Bonnie's just she's just sitting in the third chair.
Hi, Bon.
And Joa's here remotely out in Manchester, New Hampshire tonight. Welcome to the program here, guys. Thanks for being here. We actually already have a caller on the line, so we're going to jump into the phones here first. But coming up, the Project Veritas video. Bombshell. I mean, when is it not a bombshell from these guys?
They are just epic. Everything they do turns into gold.
The latest one is pretty wild, and it gets wilder with the confrontation video. We'll tell you all about it coming up here in moments. But first, Gigi is on the line in South Carolina. Go ahead, Gigi.
Good evening, everyone. How do you know it's always me?
We got you on caller ID here. Go ahead.
Oh, boy. Nothing like my privacy being violated, huh, gentlemen? Let's hear it for civil liberties. Speaking of which, last Thursday night I called and was livid and outraged about the police who murdered in Los Angeles an educator because they used excessive force, tasing him over and over until he went into cardiac arrest.
Oh, wow.
What was blasted all over the news, the media, and the newspapers, and the radio, and the internet all day today? The black man that was beaten to death and pepper sprayed repeatedly by five police officers in Memphis.
Wow.
So, gentlemen, fasten your seatbelts. Federal charges are going to come against all of these cops.
Not likely.
State charges for violating his civil rights. Let's hear it for our boys in blue. Excessive force.
Okay.
Consider me skeptical,
funny.
Gigi.
It's not funny.
No, it's definitely
serious.
Not.
Serious.
It's definitely not. But unfortunately, these cops are killing people in the United States to the tune of over 1,000 victims per year.
And it's sick.
Yeah, and the sad part is
nobody's doing anything in state government, federal government.
Oh, they're not going to.
Government. It's a disgrace. Excessive force, negligence, failure to administer first aid in a timely fashion. And how do you like this? The prosecutor charged the five cops in Memphis with aggravated kidnapping. I hope all of our listeners this evening understand exactly what aggravated kidnapping means, because it's a serious charge.
Well, let's hear it.
Yeah, what is it? What is aggravated kidnapping?
Aggravated kidnapping refers to when you, as a police officer or anyone, prevents mobility of an individual. That is known as legally as kidnapping. However, when it's levied with the adjective aggravated kidnapping, there are means of physical and or mental and or sexual abuse or a combination thereof. He was tortured by being beaten and pepper sprayed over and over, just like the school teacher that was tased over and over in Los Angeles.
Yeah, there's so many stories like this, Gigi, and it
scares the
it is
hell
frustrating.
Out of me.
It should.
It's very frightening, ladies and gentlemen.
That's normal.
You're wearing your seatbelt, you're driving in your car, and you get pulled over for an alleged traffic violation.
Yeah.
And that could mean not complying with remembering to put your turner on when you want to change lanes. there goes probable cause, and your butt is now theirs.
Yeah, and it's absolutely true that a simple pullover could escalate into the police killing
absolutely.
You.
Absolutely. That is what is so frightening.
And most of the time, they'll get away with it.
99% of the time.
99% of the time, but I don't have statistical data.
That sounds right. Sounds right to
my comment.
I would say 99 is probably low. It's probably higher than 99%.
I mean, Joa is dealing with this stuff all the time.
I don't have evidence, so I can't say definitively, but it scares the hell out of me.
Yeah, I hear you.
I hope everybody listening to this evening's show watches and listens and learns. Be careful when you get in your car.
Thank you, Gigi, for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Joey, you are out on the streets often in government bureaucracy as a First Amendment auditor, so you regularly have your camera trained on these officers, and a lot of them get pretty crazy. Now, you've been arrested multiple times wrongfully by these officers. Luckily, they haven't killed you, thankfully. You're still with us.
Hey, but, don't jinx it.
They do get pretty aggressive sometimes.
Oh, yeah, for sure. But I want to tell you about some breaking news today. An officer from Rhode Island, Officer Dolan out of Pawtucket Police, and I hung out in Pawtucket a lot. But he was an off-duty cop, and he shot at some kid because he was questioning why he was there. He's like, I'm just picking up pizza. And then he's like, this guy decided getting aggressive, the officer off-duty, and said, you need to stop or I'm going to shoot. I'm going to shoot you. And he shoots him in his arm while he's driving away. And so those charges were dropped.
What?
Well, I mean, he was found not guilty today. The
Wait, let me clarify something. Whose charges were dropped? The kid that was trying to...
The kid didn't get charged with anything.
The officer was charged with something.
Yes.
And his charge was dropped.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, he was found not guilty. So. Today. Today.
Wow.
There was a five-day trial going on this past week.
Wow.
And the footage is out there.
Another
it's
jury
clear
disappointment.
As day.
What, it's,
oh, of course.
When you say it's clear as day, you mean he wrongfully shot this kid?
Yeah, the video is very clear of what happened. And how they convinced the jury out of that one seems sus. Like, there is something more going on than just, you know...
There's a lot of corruption in Rhode Island, right?
Yes.
Oh, for sure.
But I mean, you know how it is with juries. I mean, with people in the United States. Despite the corruption of the police, people still believe in them. People still give the police more credit when they say things than the average person. So if he said, well, you know, I didn't mean to shoot him or whatever, I just wasn't trying to break the law, I had the best of intentions, then that's usually enough to let him off.
Do you think somebody was leaning on the jury, Joa?
That seems like likely, yeah. I mean, there's no way a jury could ever thought that this guy was not guilty. There's no way. The video proved everything that the kid was accusing the cop of. It blew my mind when I saw the video today for the
and
first
you know,
time.
Unions are full of thugs, and police unions are like mega thugs. So if somebody was ever going to lean on a jury, I wouldn't doubt it if a police union or somebody like that. Like, I'm not saying a police union did, but if you're going to tell me that somebody was leaning on a jury in favor of a cop, I would probably, the first culprits I would look at would probably be that cop's union members.
Well, believe it or not, the Pawtucket Fraternal Order of Police union president followed me halfway across the state one time in a Pawtucket cruiser.
Wow.
Not his jurisdiction. He followed me into an airport, into a private parking lot. And he was like, you know, making a snarky comment like, hey, how's the Selmo? And he was talking about another auditor. And I was like, what? This guy followed me in here. And this, and literally like 2 days before that interaction with him, he was training shooting simulation. So it wasn't real guns. It was like plastic guns simulating with the troll. So one of the trolls that threatened to kill me for like a year and harass me for a year set me up on a fake date and everything like that. She was with him 2 days prior training to shoot.
That's creepy.
Speaking of fake dates, let's get into the story here from Project Veritas, where the videos they've been revealing in the last couple of years in relation to what really goes on behind the scenes at companies like Pfizer with regard to the COVID situation have been quite eye-opening. And they've got another one that they just came out with recently.
Yeah, I didn't know there was a second one. The follow-up I haven't seen. That sounds great.
So, Joe, you've not seen any of this stuff, right?
I just saw a clip when you mentioned it earlier, but yeah, go ahead.
Okay. All right. So, Project Veritas, as you know, if you're if you've listened to the show for a little while, we've talked about some of their work, and they do undercover camera work. And the way they seem to do it is they manage to, and I don't know how, I'm not sure, they've never revealed their secrets, obviously, but somehow they manage to get these executives and people working at these different, Pfizer's obviously what they're doing right now, but they had like some other lady from a hospital once, and I forget some of the other businesses they've targeted, but they managed to get Twitter, I think. They did some Twitter once before
yes.
Elon Musk took
yep.
over. They managed to get these people to somehow respond in some online dating capacity to, I don't know, Tinder or however they're doing it, or Grindr or whatever. But
Grindr, likely.
Yeah, somehow they figure out where these executives and workers are going for their dates, and they put one of their dudes, one of their Project Veritas guys, on the Grindr, and they somehow attract these guys to...
It'd be easy to do, actually. All you got to do is hang out outside of Pfizer
mm-hmm.
with your Grindr app on and just, you know, not that I know Grindr, but like...
Joa?
I'm just saying dating apps in general, like, you can do, like, you know, closest to me.
Oh, I didn't know that was a thing.
And Grindr, I know this because of the Predator Poacher mm-hmm. videos that I watch. They do a lot of sting operation on Grindr.
Mm-hmm.
It actually, you can turn your location on so people can see where you're at.
Oh, okay, because that makes sense then, because this had always bewildered me. I mean, these guys are in, like, New York City. I could not understand how they could somehow randomly get these people to
no joke. That's
zero
how they're doing
in
it.
On them.
That must
so,
be how they're doing
yeah,
it.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense, because, like, obviously you don't want to just tell... The average person, I would think, that is looking for an online date probably doesn't want people to know where they are, but, you know, an app like Grindr, that's just for hookups, and as I understand it. So those types of people probably are more likely to appreciate a feature that would allow the other person to know where they are or generally in what vicinity they are, because they want, you know, convenience, right?
Right?
Like
exactly.
So, just a hookup app. Okay, so that
like,
makes
sense. Hey, I just walked past you. Want to hook up?
Yeah, yeah. So that makes sense. So that's probably what they're doing here. But they actually get the person to go on dates. And they have undercover cameras, or at least one undercover camera, on their body during these dates. And they get them to say some of the most outrageous and revealing things here. So this latest story is about a Pfizer executive named Jordan Tristan Walker, who claims in this video, according to ProjectVeritas.com, it's about a 10-minute long video, he claims that Pfizer is, quote-unquote, thinking about mutating the COVID virus in order to have excuses to continue to pump out new vaccines. That's one of the things that this gentleman says in this video from Project Veritas. I'm just going to play the intro here for you guys.
Pfizer ultimately is thinking about mutating COVID?
Well, that is not what we say to the public. No, don't tell anyone this story. You got to publish your own story. First story, like, no, you know how the virus keeps mutating?
Yeah.
Well, one of the things we're exploring is, like, why don't we just mutate it ourselves so we can develop new vaccines, right? So we have to do that. If we're going to do that, though, there's a risk of, like, as you could imagine, no one wants to be having a pharma company mutating viruses. Be like very controlled to make sure that this virus that you mutate doesn't create something like, you know, goes everywhere.
Something crazy.
But just the way that the virus started, it would have. To be honest, like, it makes no sense if this virus popped out of nowhere. Like,
yeah, I know. Pfizer ultimately is thinking.
Yeah. So that's like the little intro that they have, the teaser to draw you in for the full 10-minute video, which I don't know if we should play the whole thing. That does kind of give you a taste of what this character...
That's quite creepy, and I don't even know how to describe that. That's just... It's an act of war. I mean, he's talking about developing a strain of a disease that already exists, ostensibly so that they can release it on the public so that they have something to sell.
That's crimes against humanity all day.
Basically, yeah.
Yeah, and as they point out later in this video, and maybe I will play some more clips from it, but they point out he's so cavalier about this. He's so like, here's what we're doing. We're going to, you know, manipulate people and extract billions of dollars from them. Like, they actually interview Robert Malone, who is this, you know, well-known scientist and yep. has kind of taken a position against the COVID insanity and the COVID crackdowns and all that, and he's just shocked by the demeanor of this particular individual and the way he's talking. So again, his name is Jordan Tristan Walker, and he does some work for Pfizer here. Let me I'll play a little bit more.
I don't know, it's a little bit different. I think it's different. It's like this. It's definitely not gain of function. It
sounds like it is. I mean, it's okay.
No. So directed evolution is very different.
Well, you're not supposed to do gain of function research with the viruses, like they recommend not. But you do like these like selected structural mutations to try to see if you make more potent.
Yeah. So there is research I'm talking about that. I don't know how that's gonna work. There might not be any more outbreaks. It's like Jesus Christ.
The let me see what it says here about his role at Pfizer.
He's a big shot. He's not a small fry. He's in charge of some.
They describe him as the director of research and development, strategic operations, and mRNA scientific planning. Is apparently his position.
It sounds like it's his job to make diseases to release on the public so that they can create vaccines for them. It sounds like that's his whole job. And now he's talking about it as if that's his job.
That's what he sounds like he's saying. Here's a little bit of opinion from Robert Malone.
This is the quality of individuals within Pfizer that are making these huge decisions that risk global public health. It's profoundly corrupt.
Yeah. So there's at least a couple of interviews here. Or not interviews, but it's basically interviews, but he doesn't know he's being interviewed at these dates. So it looks like they went on at least two dates. And so you can see in the footage, there's footage from one restaurant or another restaurant. So he came back for more after the first date and just has this smarmy smirk on his face the whole time. So let me play some more.
Pfizer doing, I guess, to optimize, the vaccines now.
Oh, we actually had a meeting about that today. So there's a lot.
Really?
They're doing. I don't know if I should say this.
Our undercover journalist asked Walker how Pfizer is handling the fact that their COVID vaccines are ineffective against virus variants. What he said is disturbing. Listen to this.
We're exploring, how the virus keeps mutating?
Yeah.
Well, one of the things we're exploring is, why don't we just mutate ourselves so we can develop new vaccines, right? So we have to do that. If we're going to do that, though, there's a risk of, as you could imagine, no one wants to be having a pharma company.
Yeah, so we already heard that part, and so he does clarify that they're just quote-unquote thinking about it. So there's no, they're not doing it according to him. They're just discussing that.
In other words, they're doing it.
Yeah, could very well be. Whether they'll actually admit that or not, because we're going to get into what happens when this guy, Jordan, is confronted. Because this is video number one.
I got to come around and look at this.
Video number two. Well, I'm not playing the confrontation yet. But video number two is where the Project Veritas founder guy, James, I think is his name.
James O'Keefe.
Yeah, James O'Keefe. Yeah. So, they confront this guy in a restaurant in New York City, while he was on the next date. This guy, James O'Keefe, the dude goes to the bathroom or something, and James O'Keefe walks in and, lays an iPad down and just starts asking him questions about what it was that he said. So there's a little bit more here about them testing on monkeys. Here's more.
So the way that we're thinking about it, don't tell anyone the story. So the way it would work is we put them in the virus in these monkeys.
Okay.
And then we successively cause them to keep infecting each other. And we collect serial samples from them, and then the ones that are more infectious, like the virus, we'll put them in another monkey and just constantly actively mutate it. That's one way.
Okay.
Or you can even do directed simulation, which
like we should not prefer, and then you just sample what the different proteins on the surface of the virus look like over time.
Okay.
And then you can see the mutation, and you can kind of force it to mutate in a certain way you want.
Okay.
But you have to be like very controlled to make sure that this virus that you mutate doesn't create something that, like, you know, goes everywhere.
Something crazy.
But is the way that the virus started in Wuhan, to be honest, like it makes no sense that this virus popped out of nowhere. Like,
yeah, I know.
COVID virus experimentation on live monkeys? This is unethical, to say the least, and Walker describes those experiments as if they are ongoing and not simply a hypothetical discussion.
So, I mean, when is Pfizer going to implement the mutation of all these viruses?
I don't know. Depends on how the experiments work out. Because this is just like something that's dying, right?
It sounds like gain of function to me.
I don't know. It's a little bit different. I think it's different. It's like this. It's definitely not gain of function.
It sounds like it is. I mean, it's okay.
No. So directed evolution is very different.
Directed evolution. Okay. Well, so, I mean, is that what it is?
Maybe. I well, you're not supposed to do gain function research with the viruses. Like,
yeah.
They're rather not. But you do, like, these, like, selected directional mutations to try to see if you can make more potent.
Yeah.
So there is research ongoing about that. I don't know how that's going to work.
Okay, there he actually admits that they're doing that kind of research.
Yep.
And now I don't know. I did hear something about this gain of function a couple of years ago. I have no recollection of exactly what that means.
That's where I think that's where they're accusing the scientists of actively making the diseases stronger and stronger.
Making it worse.
Yeah, like concentrating them.
And that's what he seemed to be describing when he was talking about the monkeys, right? Where they infect the monkeys and they try to get them
that's his directed evolution.
Pass it on. So that's a different terminology for the same exact thing.
The same thing. It's done in real animals as opposed to in a test tube or something, I think.
We continue.
There might not be any more outbreaks, to thank Jesus Christ.
So, tell me more, like, what's developing with the whole, you know, virus mutation process?
Mm-hmm. Well, they're still kind of conducting the experiments on it, but it seems like from what I've heard, they're kind of optimizing it, but they're going slow, they're very cautious, like, you know.
Right.
I don't think they want to kind of accelerate too much.
Yeah.
But I think they're also just trying to do it as an exploratory thing, because you obviously don't want to advertise, like, kind of put out future mutation.
Right. So, did the whole virus mutation thing, like, come from your executive, Sarah?
No, that came from, like, we have, like, chief scientific officers in, like, the other divisions.
In a subsequent meeting, our undercover journalist asked if this type of gain-of-function research is already being studied at Pfizer. But no, as long as it's called directed evolution, Pfizer's in the clear.
What's the goal for Pfizer of doing that?
So part of what they want to do is, like, to try to figure out, to some extent, try to figure out, like, you know, there's all these new strains of variants that just pop up. Why don't we try to, like, catch them before they pop up in nature, and we can develop a vaccine prophylactica for, like, new variants.
Which, by the way, they're now, the federal government is now recommending that everybody get a COVID vaccine once a year, just along with your flu vaccine, get a COVID vaccine, and, oh, don't forget the monkeypox, mpox vaccine. More coming up.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
USA News, I'm Dave Collins. Five former Memphis police officers are being charged with second-degree murder. The charges stem from the violent arrest of Tyree Nichols. He died in the hospital days after a January 7th traffic stop involving the police officers. Blake Ballin, attorney for ex-Memphis officer Desmond Mills Jr., talked about his client.
He is known as a gentle, respectful father.
Risk of stroke in seniors who received the Pfizer COVID booster hasn't been seen by the FDA. The CDC CDC announced earlier that preliminary data suggested a possible stroke risk after receiving the booster shot along with the flu vaccine at the same time. Sister Mary Janice, a nun at a Western New York Poverty Center, heard a noise outside. A criminal is on the roof. She told him, "This is God's property. Get out." And he did. Dave Collins, USA News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can join the show here. We are playing audio from Project Veritas, undercover video that they recorded of an executive at Pfizer, Jordan Tristan Walker. He is their director of research and development of strategic operations and mRNA scientific planning. And so far in this roughly 10-minute long video, he basically says that they are doing not gain-of-function research, but quote-unquote directed evolution research. And the way that is explained, as I understood it, was they are looking at ways to essentially mutate the COVID virus and make it possibly worse over time, perhaps create different strains of it, so as to guarantee that they're going to have more business in the future.
Well, his excuse is that they're going to have a vaccine ready for the next big thing. But yes, in order to do that, they got to create the next big thing.
Yeah. That's what they're talking about here. It's Ian, Matt, and Joa here in the studio tonight. And Joa's joining us actually remotely from Manchester. So I got some more clips here. Before we get to another clip, which is him being this guy from Pfizer being confronted over what he said, and you will not believe the excuse that this guy makes for what's coming out of his mouth during this, again, this undercover footage of him on a date with somebody who works for Project Veritas. Let me give you some more of the original video here.
Yeah. So that's why they're thinking, like, if you do it controlling the labs, then you say, oh, this is an epitope. And so then if it comes out later on, like, in the public, we already have a vaccine kind of working on it.
Oh, my God.
that's perfect. Mm-hmm. Like, isn't that the, like, the best business model, though? Like, just control nature before nature even happens itself, right?
Yeah. If it works.
What do you mean if it works?
Because, like, sometimes, like, we just need mutations to pop up, right? And we're not prepared for it. Like, the Delta or Omicron.
Right.
And things like that. So, who knows? I mean, either way, it could be a cash cow. COVID would probably be a cash cow for us for a while going forward.
He's got a big smile, like a smarmy kind of smile on his face as he's listening to the questions before he answers them. Just the whole demeanor and attitude of this guy is just so slimy and so scummy.
He's a dirtbag.
Yeah.
You know, the good parts about this is that, you know, the people who run the world, the New World Order, if you will, mm-hmm. are not stupid. But a lot of their soldiers are absolute morons.
Oh, yeah, he's just running his mouth.
They, you know, they're just...
Get a few drinks in
idiots. Yeah, yeah, you give him some booze and off he goes.
Here's more.
Well, yeah,
I obviously like that.
Well, I think the whole, you know... I think the whole, like, research of the viruses and mutating it, like... would be the ultimate, like, cash cow.
Yeah, it'd be perfect.
Now, you would think that creating viruses to sell the vaccine would be illegal. But no. The pharmaceutical industry, as Walker puts it, is, quote, a revolving door for all government officials, unquote.
A revolving door for all government officials?
Wow.
Yeah, for any industry, though. So, like, in the pharma industry, all the government officials who, like, you know, review our drugs, especially yeah. come work for pharma companies. Like, the military, like, all the, like, army and defense, like, government officials eventually go work for the defense companies afterwards.
And he's absolutely right about that. That's a fact. And as he's pointing out, it affects more than just the pharmaceutical industry, the military, and, you know, you fill in the blank, whatever regulatory structure there is. A lot of times, those very same regulators are owned by the companies that they regulate.
Yep.
And in many cases, they actually go and collect a private paycheck from those very companies mm-hmm. when they leave their government positions yep. and so on and so forth.
The revolving door, it certainly applies to, like, pharmaceutical drugs, like addictive drugs like OxyContin, Vicodin, all these, you know, fentanyl and whatever else they have. These are made to create addicts so they can keep the customer.
That's a different kind of revolving door, but absolutely. Yeah, I mean, they want you on their product for the rest of your life, and that's absolutely how they've set up the whole COVID situation.
Oh, yeah, and, you know, there's conspiracy theorists out there who say that the cures for cancer and all kinds of things are already out there and well-known and probably patented and socked away so nobody will ever be able to make them. And they get called conspiracy theorists for that, but if you think about it, that's a logical business model.
Mm-hmm.
Like, why would you cure something if you're making money off a treatment that's ongoing?
Right, you could just treat the symptoms for the rest of that person's life.
Wash, rinse, repeat.
Yeah. It's sick, but that is the, you know, current situation of medicine in this country. And then, of course, you've got alternatives that may also cure cancer, but they're not the pharmaceutical alternatives.
Right.
And so they're just... they're off on the sideshow somewhere. You can't make any claims about any of those other products, or the FDA will come after you and destroy
with gusto.
You.
Gusto.
Yeah. If you try to make any claims about
who runs the FDA?
I'll make a claim. Turmeric and crushed red pepper flakes. Okay? That's all you need, guys. According to Shiva out of Boston, he ran for Senate, that's all you need.
Shiva?
Shiva.
Okay.
Iodari, the guy who invented email.
Never heard of him. But
really?
So this is what he swears by, you're saying?
Yeah. Yeah, okay. He swears that he's found many cures for cancer.
Nice.
There's a bunch of stuff. I mean, there's one that was, I think it was invented in the 20s by Dr. Gerson. It's called the Gerson Method.
It's, I've heard of it.
Basically, you just, somebody made a documentary about it. I don't know, 20 years ago, it was called A Beautiful Truth, I think. And it's basically people eating nothing but raw vegetables, fruit and vegetables, and it will drive even like stage 4 cancers back into remission and just disappearance, really. And also there's, if you listen to Paul Stamets, there's a mycologist named, famous mycologist named Paul Stamets, great, you know, hilarious kind of guy, but he's absolute genius when it comes to mushrooms and funguses.
Yep, I've heard that.
There's a mini documentary out there by Woody Harrelson about curing people's diabetes. What's the worst one you're born with?
Type 1.
Yeah, type 1, right? And even them, if they go on this all-vegetable raw diet, they were being cured.
I've always thought it was weird that people had a brand spanking new pancreas in their body that never lifted a finger in its life, and it just doesn't want to turn. Like, how do you turn on their pancreas? How do you make it work?
Right.
I dated a type 1 diabetic for a while, and she had to pop a thing in her stomach every day and run a hose around her. She carried this thing that looked like a pager around her back pocket. It was like an automatic insulin pump thing. And
that's rough.
Well, yeah, and it was super expensive. Mm-hmm. That little piece of equipment was like $8,000 or something like that. It was very expensive. But, you feel bad for people like that. And if there's a way that people can receive some kind of relief from that type of thing, and they're not being given it, even though the drug company knows that it exists, that's kind of a disservice. I mean, they're not required by any means to provide that. But what a horrible thing to take over the FDA and make the FDA go after anybody that's got an alternative.
Yep. Yeah, I remember people talking about how the FDA was, I mean, they probably still do it, raiding like health food stores and things like that.
It's easy to believe.
Yeah, they do that stuff. Because a lot of these government bureaucracies have their own police departments.
Yep.
And they'll go in and they'll destroy a health food store simply because they had some product on the shelf that said cures blah, 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 whatever.
Look at weed.
Whatever the claim was.
Look at weed.
Well, sure.
Makes you wonder what weed's good for.
Yeah. Well, we're starting to find out it's good for a lot of things.
Yeah.
But we continue. Here's a little bit more with Jordan from Pfizer. Jordan Tristan Walker, their Director of Research and Development and Strategic Operations mRNA Scientific Planner.
Sounds like a clown. You name your kid that, you're asking for it.
Here we go.
What do you feel about that revolving door?
It's pretty good for the industry, to be honest.
Yeah.
And staff for everyone else in America.
Why is it bad for everybody else?
Because if the regulators who have to approve our drugs know that once they stop being a regulator, they want to work for the company, they're not going to be as hard for the company if they were getting their drugs.
Right.
It's not a secret. I mean, he knows how this system works.
Yep, he's been in it.
Yeah, he knows exactly the way it works.
It's not his first day on the job.
And he's aware that it's not good for people. He knows that it's good for his business. It's good for the money they make at Pfizer. It's good because they can get things through the regulatory process when the average smaller company has all kinds of barriers put up in front of them. But if they grease the right palms, then it's smooth sailing, or at least as smooth sailing as you can get through the FDA.
I bet he was hired not for his skill set, but because he had enough of a skill set, and also that he has absolutely zero scruples.
Yeah, and that's what Robert Malone actually comments on here. I think they put it in at the very end of the video. We'll play that, too, because it's good analysis. But we continue.
Matt, unscrupulous.
Yeah, exactly. So here's what Malone says.
Malone, physician, scientist, and author, to get his take on the comments made by Jordan Walker.
You're gaining function. You're creating a new function in virus 1 by adding elements from virus 2, infecting one monkey and then another monkey. That's called serial passage. That appears to have been one of the technologies deployed in the Wuhan Institute of Virology with the humanized mouse strains that I believe were obtained from EcoHealth Alliance. That's an example of directed evolution. The gentleman seems to have absolutely no moral compass at all about what he's doing. The hubris and arrogance and immaturity, if this is the quality of individuals within Pfizer that are making these huge decisions that risk global public health with such a casual disregard for the human toll, it's profoundly corrupt in terms of would it be feasible for Pfizer to circumvent international or national law. I think that is undeniable.
Absolutely. I mean, just ignoring what they're doing to the poor monkeys.
Yeah, right.
Right. Look what they're willing to do to the monkeys in order to test their gain of function or quote-unquote directed evolution research. If they're willing to do that to poor innocent monkeys, they're certainly willing to test drugs on the people.
Definitely.
Right?
And the gentleman in your investigative work has clearly indicated that Pfizer believes that it has successfully captured the regulatory apparatus of the United States government and presumably worldwide. Pfizer has completed regulatory capture, is quite proud of it.
With governments turning a blind eye and Pfizer hiding information from the public, this is an ongoing story. Be brave. Do something. Spread these videos. And stay tuned.
According to Project Veritas on an update, so after they released this video, they then said that it had been... Oh, wait, was it Project Veritas? You know what? I don't know if I can say this. I know for sure this happened with the folks over at the Canadian... was it the Canadian News Company? I'm spacing on
Rebel News?
Yeah, thank you. Rebel News. They were at World Economic Forum. They said their videos were getting banned on YouTube and on Facebook and Instagram, but Twitter was the one place that you could actually go to watch these videos. So... kudos to Elon Musk for being a little more freedom of speech oriented. He's not truly freedom of speech oriented.
He was really commenting on him too.
Was he?
He's really like revealing stuff of his position.
Hmm. Well, of course, Twitter's been revealing all kinds of its own secret files in the last several weeks now at this point with the Twitter files that have been coming out. I want to get into the part two of this, which is the most outrageous part, is how this guy, who you just heard make all kinds of statements about what was going on at Pfizer, what is his excuse? He's going to have one. He's got an explanation. And he gives that in the confrontation video coming up here in a moment. But let's go to the phones here. Caller, you're on Free Talk Live. What is your name? Hello, you're on the air. Caller going once, caller going twice. All right, we'll put him back on hold. Maybe I'll check with him at the top of the hour. So I just happened to come across this other video. It's not even up on Project Veritas' own website yet. It's only on Twitter right now, the second video, and I can't play the whole thing because the whole thing has at least two F-bombs that I'd prefer to not have go on the air because then I just have to hit the dump button. But you can get a real feel for what's going on in just the first several seconds of this. And because they always give you, the nice thing about Project Veritas is they always give you like a minute-long teaser where it's got kind of the worst of the worst or the highlight reel, if you will. So they come in on this same guy, this Jordan character, Jordan Tristan Walker from Pfizer. He's sitting at a table in a restaurant. And when you watch the full video, you can kind of see what has probably happened here is he's on another date with this journalist, the undercover journalist from Project Veritas. And the journalist has left the table for whatever reason, going to the bathroom or something like that. And James O'Keefe waltzes in to the restaurant holding a tablet in his hands, and he confronts this guy. So here's the teaser from this video.
Hey there. Is this seat taken? You work for Pfizer. My question for you is, why does Pfizer want to hide from the public the fact that they're mutating the COVID viruses?
Is this real life? I'm literally a liar. I was trying to impress a person on a date.
That's his excuse for what he said on the video that we just played for you, the 10-minute video where he's making all kinds of claims about directed evolution and testing on monkeys and that they're considering mutating the virus.
So his defense of being a dirtbag is he's a dirtbag.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you buy that one, guys? Do you think he's...
I believe him.
You believe him that he's lying?
Yeah, no. Vaccine good.
What do you think, John? I think the guy is, very... scouted for his job position, and that, you know, they're not going to hire people that are, you know, aware of what's going on or care about society and stuff. They're just going to put these sort of certain attitude type people in there. I can only imagine what kind of toxic atmosphere Pfizer must have.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this guy is working there. It's a great point. In fact, so in the longer version of this, so this is just quick clips, right, of what the full video shows. He goes a little further and makes the claim that all guys do this. All guys try to, all guys will lie to try to impress their date. This is a normal thing that guys do. I can't relate.
I can't either.
I'd walk right out.
I don't lie. You know, there's no point in lying to somebody if you actually care about the person,
right?
Or you become, you know, close to that person. They're going to find out that you lied to them. Maybe it's a thing that guys do when they just want to have sex or something, but again, this
never had to do that either.
You know, it's not revealed if Project Veritas is going to that extent, right? Like, we know that they're having these dates, but you know, you wouldn't think that their undercover guy is actually having sex on the first date. Because remember, they came back for a second, maybe even a third date
right
here. And so that suggests to me that this guy is, you know, if he's after sex, he's certainly willing to go through multiple dates to try to get it. This I don't think was just a, you know, one night stand kind of hookup.
Playing the long game.
Right. So, no, you are a dishonest person, and you're admitting that in this video, dude. But to say that that's just a normal behavior, yeah,
passionately
that's his
bad
excuse for this. Here's more.
This is absurd.
Don't touch me.
Well, this is not, by the way,
why are you doing
don't
this?
Tell anybody.
No, I was just working in a company to literally help the public. Like, you
So there's a bizarre sequence in the longer version of this where he seems to be connected to some extent to this restaurant. So as you might imagine, the restaurant staff, they don't want this going on in their restaurant.
Oh, I mean, yeah, this is bad.
The restaurant's fairly empty, so there's not a whole lot of people around to, you know, witness it besides maybe the staff and maybe two other customers or something. So there's not a lot of people around, but they still don't want this going on in their restaurant. They certainly don't want video of this getting out there, that this is happening in their restaurant. So you can understand the restaurateur, the owner, or the manager, or whoever, comes over and she asks James O'Keefe and his crew. He's got at least two camera guys. He's got the undercover guy who's recording, and he's got another guy with an open camera who's recording as well. And so she asks them to leave. And, you know, normally if you get asked to leave by a business owner, you should probably respect their request and you should leave the building. But what happens here is Jordan, this guy, he demands that they stay. He's calling the police, and he doesn't want them to leave the building because he wants the police to come and save him from them or something like that. Arrest them, presumably, for recording video of him.
You know, I just a side note, if he's connected somehow to this restaurant, wouldn't a restaurant in a busy city be a good place to clandestinely release a new germ?
Yeah, I guess it would. The reason I specified that I think he might be connected is he actually gets the restaurant manager or owner, whoever she is,
calls
the person
her off
in charge. He gets her to give him her phone so he can record his side of what's going on. So he actually ends up wielding this lady's phone during this confrontation to get his own video of what was going on. Like, your average restaurant manager isn't just going to hand over a phone.
Yeah, that's weird.
To a crazy customer who's shouting at the top of his lungs. Go ahead, Joe.
Yeah, no, Project Veritas has absolutely released a germ in a restaurant, and that's exactly what we're seeing. This guy is going to be no longer welcome to society, I would say, in many ways. I think people should... he's probably going to get fired for this, right? If you're not already.
Good question.
Yeah, then Moderna will hire him or some other. You know, he's
not
gonna,
sure.
That's like a cop getting fired. Like, the homies next door are just going to pick him up and dust him off and say, sorry, brother, you could be a dirtbag with us.
Well, he already tries to claim in the video that he's like a contractor for Pfizer, even though they show, like, images of his name allegedly on their website.
Well, he's got director in front of his name, so, I mean, he's got to be pretty close. Yeah.
We already know he's willing to lie to his dates,
yes.
So there's no reason why.
Well, they decompartmentalized all these job positions, and that might be true. They're all independent contractors probably, too, you know.
Could be. He could be telling the truth in that case. So he grabs this lady's phone. He's, like, walking behind the counter. Again, he's either crazy and or crazy and knows these people, right? Like, you don't go behind the counter at some restaurant,
right?
This guy's walking behind the counter as he's calling the police. Anyway, let me give you a little bit more of this teaser.
You really did. Please read the phone.
I'm feeling very unsafe right now. From what? A guy with a video camera? asking you some questions?
And he knows who he's talking to, I think, doesn't? Does he know who James O'Keefe is?
Like, he doesn't know, per se, who he is. But interestingly, in the very beginning of this, so when the actual full video, the full, you know, 9 and 10 minute video comes in, the first part of the clip is him explaining to his date that he's aware of these undercover videos, because he's asking his date, the undercover...
Don't tell anybody.
Well, no. It's a part we haven't played. But he's asking the journalist, like, why are you asking me these questions? Because the journalist is pushing, right? Like, he's pushing him to answer some tough questions. And that's when he just starts spouting off about how he's, well, have you heard of that conservative group that goes around and does undercover? So he still didn't know, at least allegedly didn't know the name of Project Veritas. He doesn't appear to recognize James O'Keefe when he walks in. So I wouldn't say for sure that he's, you know, 100% aware. But he's aware enough that these things do go on. So now it's being said in the video, can you please unlock your door? There's a woman's voice saying, can you please unlock your door?
Can you please unlock your door?
No, go let them leave.
Please unlock the door.
Why is it going on here?
Okay, so before we get to this part, what's going on with the locked door, right? Like, why is the door to this restaurant now locked? Because remember, the manager has asked Project Veritas to leave.
But then locks the door so they couldn't get out?
It's not clear in the long video who locks the door. But someone who's not Project Veritas, maybe it was this guy, somebody locks the door at some point.
That's kidnapping.
It sure is. To keep these people inside the restaurant. And who's the one shouting about keep them here, make them stay? This guy, Jordan Tristan Walker. So the manager has said, leave. James O'Keefe tries to leave and finds the door is locked behind him. And that's the woman is with James O'Keefe. She's one of his crew saying, please unlock this door. I mean, it is an insane situation, but then it gets even more insane because this guy he's already lost it, right? He's already upset. He says, as soon as he's confronted, he says, is this real life? Is his response. Then he goes after James O'Keefe, grabs the iPad, and smashes it.
Please unlock the door.
He says, you can't just record people like that. And Joe is a professional at recording people like that. So I want to get your input on this, Joe. Coming up
first
here.
Off,
hold that thought. We'll get to it. All right, coming up, hour number two is on the way. This Pfizer guy loses his mind, smashes the iPad. I will tell you more about it coming up here in moments. Hour two's coming up. Free Talk Live.
Wow.
You ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137.
That's 800-507-3137.